Hey everybody, welcome back to the Acts video series. Today we are jumping into Acts chapter 25. We're going to read verses 1 through 12 and then we'll discuss the story a little bit. So Acts 25, it says this. Now 3 days after Festus had arrived in the province, he went up to Jerusalem from Caesarea. And the chief priests and the principal men of the Jews laid out their case against Paul. And they urged him, asking a favor against Paul, that he summon him to Jerusalem, because they were planning an ambush to kill him on the way. Festus replied that Paul was to be kept at Caesarea and that he himself intended to go there shortly. So, said he, let the men of authority among you go down with me, and if there's anything wrong about the man, let them bring charges against him. After he stayed among them not more than 8 or 10 days, he went down to Caesarea. And the next day he took his seat on the tribunal and ordered Paul to be brought. When he had arrived, the Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood around him, bringing many and serious charges against him that they could not prove. Paul argued in his defense, neither against the law of the Jews, nor against the temple, nor against Caesar have I committed any offense. But Festus, wishing to do the Jews a favor, said to Paul, do you wish to go up to Jerusalem and there be tried on these charges before me? But Paul said, I am standing before Caesar's tribunal where I ought to be tried. To the Jews I have done no wrong, as you yourself know very well. If then I am a wrongdoer and have committed anything for which I deserve to die, I do not seek to escape death. But if there is nothing to their charges against me, no one can give me up to them. I appeal to Caesar. Then Festus, when he had conferred with his council, answered, to Caesar you have appealed, to Caesar you shall go. And there's some interesting plotting going on. And again, it's sort of the political maneuvering in order to take Paul out.
Right. So first, they're trying to set up an ambush, and they're going to try to take him out. And so it has nothing to do with the legal system.
Nothing.
They're like, could you move him here?
And
gonna,
on the way.
And they're going to kill him on the way. And he's like, nope, we're going to go over here and, you know, bring your charges there. And it almost seems like everyone's trying to get, I get the impression that they would like this problem to go away.
Yes.
Like, nobody really wants to deal with this.
No. Well, and Festus is like, hey, why don't you come up? And he's like, he's trying to do the people who are plotting against him a favor. Yeah. So it's like, why don't you come up here and I'll try you up here and these guys are going to kill you on the way, but you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's basically a murderous plot against him. And then then Paul does a nice little three-point sermon,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, is an argument for three-point sermons right there, built in. And he says, I didn't do anything against the law of the Jews, not against the temple, nor against Caesar.
Yep.
So, and everyone's trying to push this off somewhere else. Like, all right, well, maybe we should try this over here. We should try this over there. And you can tell that, did I get this right? Festus? Mm-hmm. Festus wishing to do the Jews a favor.
Yes.
Said to Paul, do you wish to go up to Jerusalem and be tried on these charges before me? Because how's he going to do in Jerusalem, you think? He's going to be dead meat in Jerusalem.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, they'll just kill him. So.
Well, and even before he arrives there, the plot is on the way, they're going to take him out. So I think Festus understands, you know, once he gets into this, because at first they say, hey, bring him to Jerusalem, we'll kill him on the way. And he goes, no, we're not going to do that, we're going to do this. And then he gets there and he's like, maybe we should do that. I changed my mind. Maybe we should kill him on the way.
Yeah, totally. You know? This is not going away.
Yeah.
And then he changes his tune to sending him to Jerusalem, but as a favor.
Yes.
So somebody got to him.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
Yes.
You know, and it's like, hey, can you help us out?
Yeah.
And get this, get him going in the right direction. So there's a lot of action, actually, in this part of the story, a lot of intrigue, and, you know, there's assassins. These guys, by the way, haven't eaten for a while. Remember, these assassins said, we're not going to eat until we kill
Until we kill Paul?
Until we kill Paul. So they're starting to get pretty hungry.
That's probably why they have some urgency here. Like, can we just hurry up and get this done?
Right.
Because we're hungry.
Don't send them to Rome or we'll die. Right? I mean, it becomes their death sentence and nobody else knows about it.
Yeah.
And so they basically, at the end of the day, he has the right to appeal to Caesar, which means that he's going to go to Rome.
Yes.
And that gets it off the, you know, it gets it off their everybody's plate.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Which is interesting because all the way back in chapter 23 and verse 11, it's interesting because the Lord encouraged him, you know, and it says, the Lord said to him, Paul, take courage, for as you have testified to the facts about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome. So it's like the Lord was instructing him, hey, when it comes to this point, you know, he's almost like warning him, don't go to Jerusalem.
Right.
Because, you know, obviously God knows, and he knows what's coming. There's going to be people plotting. I wonder if that was just God sort of guiding and protecting of Paul.
A little sovereign hand kind of coming in. And, you know, when you get a little bit of a visual into the legal system by which our legal system is actually built, mm-hmm. which is that you have sort of a court, like a local court, magistrate, clerks, and things like that, and then it kind of moves up in the legal system to kind of the state level, and then it moves up to the national Supreme Court level. And basically, he's appealing to the Supreme Court, in a sense, because he's saying that my case can't really be fairly done in these lower courts. There's no evidence.
Right. Yeah, they can't prove anything.
They can't prove anything, so really they should just let him go at this point.
Yes.
But
nobody's doing that.
Yeah, and why? You know, there's so much going on here. Like, Jesus, you know, at this point, isn't the threat.
Mm-hmm.
Paul is.
Mm-hmm.
Paul's causing massive problems, and they would like him to go away.
Yes.
But they have no legal recourse to do it.
Yeah. It's fascinating.
It is really interesting. Now, sometimes in these kinds of stories, it's difficult to know how to apply it because it just seems so specific.
Yes.
You know, it's like, well, here was this legal problem, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, why is this in the Bible, you know? And I think it's an important, because all scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching and rebuking and correcting. And so there is always a purpose to every story in scripture. And so as you kind of read through this, what you want to be looking for is, what is God doing? What is Paul doing, right? Mm-hmm. And what are people like? And what you'll discover when you do that is you will find in any story in scripture tremendous gold to be mined out. Mm-hmm. What are people like? It's all in here. Mm-hmm. What is God like? What is he doing? And then what exactly is Paul doing? And so you can actually learn principles. And we're not going to do that for you, but they're in there. So mine them out and enjoy discussing these in your groups. I don't know. Do you have anything else you wanted to share about this one?
I think that's good. It's a fascinating story. We were talking beforehand. It reminds us of the movie Gladiator. You know, it's like that sort of political plotting and trying to escape and all this stuff. So the fact that this is written about in scripture, it tells us something that I think is pretty unique about the fact that all scripture is God-breathed.
Right.
So this is profitable to us. And so our prayer for you in your discussion is that you would be able to mine out the gold and what is profitable to you and those you're in conversation with. God bless you guys. We'll see you soon. Take care.